This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Did you ever ponder why there are four Gospels, not just one? The answer to that question is obvious when you read all four. Though they all give some of the same accounts, the way they give them varies one from another. The account of the arrest of Jesus is a good example. Matthew and Mark have almost identical accounts, though Mark adds one detail. For example, Matthew 26:48 says this, "Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Mark 14:44 adds one further detail. "Arrest him and lead him away under guard." Luke does not record that a signal had been arranged, nor does he recount that Judas actually kissed Jesus. This is the way Luke records it in Luke 22:47-48. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" It is at this point in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus refers to Judas as friend. John, in his Gospel, mentions only that Judas led the detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees to the place where Jesus was. But it is Jesus who identifies himself to the group. There is no kiss or intended kiss implied. There is no discrepancy here, though. Remember, all of these men wrote their Gospel under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The fact that no kiss was recorded in two of the Gospels does not mean there was not one. It just means that the emphasis was placed on something else. Imagine in Luke, when Jesus asked Judas the question and Judas went ahead and kissed him. At that point, Judas felt he had to keep up his end of the bargain. But what must he have felt when he heard Jesus say those words to him? And in John, it seems that Jesus was making certain who was being sought. He had been identified by Judas, but perhaps he wanted the crowd to understand exactly what they were doing, to state clearly who it is that they were seeking. Jesus wanted to make sure that no one else should be taken except him. So, as we are told in John 18:4, knowing all that was going to happen to him, he went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" He was protecting his disciples even at that point. Remember the words Jesus had prayed to his Father just before going to the Garden of Gethsemane to be arrested. It is found in John 17:12, which says, "While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled." One thing to remember is the passage of time. When we read these accounts, it seems like the events happened one right after the other, but there may have been time between them. So let's see if we can make a timeline that makes sense of all the facts in the four differing accounts. We know that Judas had already made a deal with the Pharisees to betray Jesus. He had accepted money for it, so he would feel he had to carry it through no matter what. So the scene is the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus has gone with the 11 disciples. While he is there, Judas, knowing that is a favorite place of meeting for Jesus and the disciples, leads the soldiers and others there to arrest Jesus. Judas had arranged for a certain identification of Jesus. It would be that Judas would kiss Jesus, and then the soldiers could arrest him, knowing he was the one they wanted. So Judas comes up to Jesus, but before Judas can kiss him, Jesus asks him if he is going to betray the Son of Man with a kiss. Not daunted by that, Judas does kiss Jesus. Still, Jesus even calls him friend. But the soldiers evidently do not immediately act, so Jesus asks them who it is they want, and they reply, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus admits that he is that person, so they arrest him and lead him away. The disciples are afraid, and they scatter too. But let's take it a little farther along in time and events. John and Peter follow him to where the trial is to be held. It is there that Peter denies him and that Jesus looks directly at Peter. Peter is devastated at what he had done and weeps bitterly. Later we learn that John followed Jesus to the cross and is close by when Jesus is on the cross, and it is then that John is told to take Mary as his mother. We can see from this timeline that all the accounts are accurate. They just reflect different parts of the same event, and even to some extent, different times. Being a witness is like that. One notices one thing, another notices something else. Remember that, and that the passage of time is not always noted, as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.